Good morning. The Health Ministry yesterday reported 1,772 new COVID-19 cases were diagnosed in the previous 24 hours. That's up from 1,178 on Tuesday and 968 on Monday. Aragon recorded the highest number of new cases with 614 in 24 hours. According to data compiled by The Economist, Aragon has the highest 14-day cumulative incidence of COVID-19 in any region in Europe, with 567 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. All of the 17 regions of Spain, as well as the enclave city of Melilla, have recorded a spike in new COVID-19 cases. And 14 new outbreaks have been reported in Andalusia, 8 in Malaga, 3 in Sevilla, 2 in Cadiz, and 1 in Granada. Meanwhile, more European countries are introducing travel restrictions against Spain. France is now advising its citizens not to travel to Aragon, which has become the second Spanish region to be targeted by a French travel advisory after Catalonia. Germany, which is also experiencing a surge in cases, announced travellers from Aragon, Catalonia and Navarre will have to undergo mandatory coronavirus tests on arrival starting tomorrow. Hungary, Switzerland, Belgium, the Czech Republic, the Netherlands, Norway, Finland, Denmark, the United Kingdom and Greece are among the countries to have introduced some form of restriction on travellers from Spain. A boat carrying around 40 migrants and refugees has sunk off the coast of Mauritania, leaving only one survivor. The perilous sea passage from West Africa to the Canary Islands was once a major route for migrants, but the route is now seeing a fresh surge. Nearly 2,800 illegal migrants arrived by boat in the Canary Islands between January the 1st and July the 14th, five times the number that arrived in the same period in 2019. And four crew members were rescued from a 15-metre fishing boat which burst into flames 2 nautical miles off the coast of Villahoyosa yesterday. A rescue vessel was dispatched at 6:30 a.m. after reports of a huge column of black smoke coming from the stricken vessel. Fishermen on a nearby boat had already managed to get the four crew members to safety. The fishing boat was completely gutted by the fire, and whilst it remained partially afloat, sources confirmed it was so badly damaged it's likely to sink. The Guardia Civil's Maritime Service were also at the scene and transferred the rescued crew to the mainland. The cause of the fire is as yet unknown. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.